So Prasoon, you are from Panchkula. Sometime back we have seen heavy violence in Panchkula during the hearing of a Dera Sacha Sauja chief. How do you analyze that situation? How could have the violence been prevented? Yes ma'am, there has been violence and I see it purely as a law and order problem. This violence could have been prevented had the administration been more proactive. Just before the hearing, people have been flocking. The followers of the Dera Sacha Sauja chief has been flocking into the city and has been creating ruckus. The members of the Dera board has been conspiring to put pressure on the judge and the administration in order to pass a favorable judgment. Section 144 was imposed, but it was not rigidly implemented. So in order to prevent the violence, first of all, the entry of mass level followers should have been prevented and it should have been well planned. The followers should have been prevented from gathering near the court complex, and the police should have used water cannons, smoke bombs more rigorously. It is the state job to maintain law and order in the city. It is the police job to maintain law and order in the city, and they should have done everything in order to maintain law and order. I would even recommend the use of pellet guns. But still, the district witnessed heavy violence. The Western Command was nearby. It was army that saved the situation. Otherwise, the city was left on the mercy of goons. Next question. Okay, you recommend the use of pellet guns. So, don't you find it objectionable? It has been in resistance on humanitarian aspects. Ma'am, it is the state job to maintain law and order intact. And for enforcing it, creating deterrence in the heart and minds of antisocial elements is quintessential. So pellet guns, if it serves the purpose of infusing deterrence, then it must be used. Provided that none of the innocent is hit by the gun. Next question. Okay Prasoon, you have filled Seema Sahastrabal as your top preference. So what does SSB do, and why have you filled it as your top preference? Sir, Seema Sahastrabal is posted at Nepal border and its main task is to thoroughly frisk the open border, and check the inflow and outflow of goods. I have filled it as my top preference because I am a student of geography and I am fond of Himalayas. I am a sportsman at heart, and while being posted in Himalayas, I'll get to learn mountaineering, rock climbing, paragliding, and that's why I have filled Seema Sahastrabal and ITBP as my top two preferences. Question. Recently we are seeing that SSB is being deployed in certain other areas too during election duty. How do you think that? What isn't the core duty of SSB is being compromised? Sir, the mandate of SSB is to assist center in managing law and order problem. Wherever there is insufficient state police or in the situation where state police could not be trusted. So as long as SSB is doing its task, that is main task of policing functions, then it is not compromising its core duty. The powers of union extends to whole India, and it is the whim of the union that wherever there is law and order problem, it uses the central forces to assist it. Don't you think the core job of SSB is getting compromised while functioning in other areas? My answer: no, sir, the core job of SSB is not compromised in such postings. The core compromise in the job was when army was deployed to hold a private function on the banks of Yamuna. When army was called on to build a bridge in Mumbai and Enfieldstone bridge collapsed, then it was the compromise of core responsibilities. But in such a case, when SSB is made to do policing functions within the territorial extent of the country, then it is not the compromise of core responsibilities, because it is what it is meant to do. Okay, next question. Prasoon, you work as JE in Irrigation and Water Resources Department. So how do you see that, why there is such water scarcity in the country, and what are the solutions to it? Sir, this year the major cause of the water scarcity is delay in monsoon. Secondly, due to the enforcement of model code of conduct, the rehabilitations of pond could not take place in Maharashtra. That's why there is acute drought in the peninsular India. The major reason that why our country is in grip of water scarcity is because our country is over obsessed with extracting groundwater, while the surface water is, the potential of surface water is being ignored. The groundwater level of the Indo-Gangetic plains is falling at a gargantuan rate, and the desertifying and the process of desertification is on its boom. The solution to it lies in, you know, promoting groundwater recharging, constructing more ponds, putting limits on the groundwater extraction, using drip irrigation, sprinkler irrigation in the water scarce regions, and using geoengineering solutions to combat the water scarcity in the country. Next question. Prasoon, tell us more about yourself, your hobbies, your interests, your extracurricular activities, etc. Ma'am, I am 24 years old and I have been living in Panchkula since many years. I have been playing table tennis since my childhood. In class 7th, I got selected in Petroleum Sports Promotion Board Academy, Ajmer, country's premier table tennis academy run by the Government of India. I have been the Haryana champion in under 14 boys, Chandigarh champion in youth boys, and I was the captain of Punjab University table tennis team. Besides table tennis, I love to play chess, and I like to do all outdoor activities, be it cycling, jogging, running. I daily run for 2 kilometers. Next question. Prasoon, tell us about your 3 weaknesses and 3 strengths. Sir, my weaknesses: I sleep too much. I sleep for long, 8 hours a day, and when I am asleep, I could not know what's happening in the world. I'm completely ghode bech ke sota hun. My second weakness is sometimes while playing, I get aggressive, and sometimes I might hurt others while playing. And third is, I have an interest in watching movies, which I consider as weakness, because I could utilize those 1 or 2 hours more productively. My strengths include: I am dedicated. Once I am on a task, I rest my breath only after completing the task. I always keep fitness as my first priority. Aggression is also one of my strength, as it enables me pursue my aim in a quick and provides me impetus. That's it, ma'am. Okay, Prasoon, it was good time spending with you. Do you want to ask anything?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.